Any real good news today? Nothing.
Bad news?
No. That's good. No. That's good.
Tori, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Health updates on guys?
Yeah, Poppin is going to throw an extended game tomorrow. He's been progressing nicely, throwing bullpens, and tomorrow's ready for that next challenge. Weaver still continuing to throw bullpens, long tossing in between, with an eye on hopefully getting him into an extended game at some point soon, but we haven't yet targeted a date. Carson has transitioned out, and he's going to be with that group. And who else is there?
Bukauskas.
Bukauskas is playing catch out to 90 feet. And progressing.
How long has he been throwing pens?
I think he's probably thrown two or three bullpens. Yeah, it's still fairly new. I can get the exact number for you.
I know you're early stages with him, but would he still come back as a reliever?
Yeah, Luke?
Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
I was going to ask about Poppins. So.
Yeah. I see him. He comes to the games. It's a long day for those guys. They get going early in the morning, and they're welcome to come to the games. And I've seen him a couple times, and he's very encouraged. He looks good. He feels good. Sounds good.
Tori, when I talked to you in spring training, we talked about the challenge of changing the losing culture from the end of last year to this year.
Mm-hmm.
You seem to have done that.
Yeah.
How have you done that?
With a lot of hard work with the coaching staff. Just, you know, setting forth my vision and my goal for the day and not looking beyond the next challenge. And our guys have responded very, very well. I think we've gone into a granular focus where the players are just caring about one thing, and that's going out and maximizing the opportunity to do something special today. But we still have a lot of work to do. We're still not there yet. You know, we had a miserable season last year until teams around the league still think they can come in here and walk all over us. And we got to show everybody and earn things and show them that's not the case. So that's our daily grind, is to go out there and earn, go out there and learn and perform. And our guys have done a very good job of that. It hasn't been easy. You know, we had a lot of sleepless nights last year, a lot of them. And through the course of this offseason, but guys have been responding. I'm very proud of what we've done up to this point, but we still got a lot of work to do.
As the manager, what is your role when these young kids come up, like when Al Thomas came up yesterday? What do you do when these kids come into the clubhouse for the first time?
Well, hopefully it's not a complete shock to their system. They've walked into this clubhouse. Al Thomas has performed on this field several times. So it wasn't his first time walking in and meeting the manager and the coaches. My job is to, not in a complacent way, but more in a way of relaxation, is to make him come in here and just feel like, okay, I belong here. I can now show everybody what I could do by just being myself. So that was my conversation with him yesterday. It might be a text during the course of the season, early parts of the season, when he's in the minor leagues, and let him know I'm thinking about him. So when he gets here, these thoughts are not totally foreign to him. And just to go out and have some fun and be yourself. There's a seriousness to this. He takes his job very serious every single day. That's never an issue. But to not think this challenge is too great. And being himself is probably the biggest part of my conversation. He's gone out there and done that so far.
Do you text some of the guys down there?
I do.
Just so I know you're paying attention.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, I would have never dreamed of getting a phone call from Sparky Anderson, right? I probably would have cried if I talked to him on the phone. But it's different today. You know, you can reach out to these kids, and in 2 seconds they get your message and get the thought as to what you're thinking. And it's mostly congratulatory when they do something. Corbin's been on a tear. I reached out to Corbin this morning. So, yeah, it's not uncommon. I want them to know that they're thought about. And then a little bit when Alec walks in here, that he knows that we're all in this together. He doesn't have to – there's no levels here. There's no levels amongst the players. There's no levels amongst the staff and the players. We're all in this together. We just have different jobs.
That was such a wild series in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now you've come right back after the Rocky series. So, like, what's the dynamic with that? There was a lot of energy there. I mean, even though you guys ended up sweeping them, but it was contentious a little bit.
Yeah, there were three hard-fought games, all one-run games. You know, we gave one to them late in game three, and we took it back from them. So this team has a lot of fight, and I think they are showing that every single day. So I want that to continue regardless who the opponent is. I don't want us to ever play down or up to the level of an opponent. We just got to take care of today no matter who we're going up against and just play our best baseball. That's our mindset, and it simplifies things for us. We're a young team. If we get too far ahead of ourselves or look too far backwards about with some of the things that we've done, it's a trap mentality. So we know what we just did, but we know they were tough games, and they're a good team. They're well run by Donnie. So we're going to expect their best bullets today, and we're going to go out and challenge everything we can and perform at the highest level without remembering what we did in the past. Can't look that way.
What about Umberto? He was so good. What worked and can still work, even though now he's got to come back around and face that same lineup?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a challenge. You know, their guy too, same thing. A little bit of a challenge because it's 7, 10, 12 innings of a starting pitcher, and the more looks you get out of him, the more familiar you're going to be. I think we've got a good game plan. We've taken that into account. That'll be the second time around for him in 5 days. So it's about landing pitches and just being creative and manipulating the baseball, and Cassie does that as good as anybody.
Tori, bullpen question.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to use the bullpen a lot to protect the starting pitching very early in the season to get them stretched out. So there was already kind of like a pretty big gap between, you know, starter ERA and reliever ERA, and then you had the rough stretch because a couple guys got sick and all that. Do you feel like that's a big contributor to why maybe the bullpen has kind of hit this rough patch because of protecting the starters?
A little bit. Early on, great points. Early on, we relied on them. You know, things were lean here at the very beginning of the year. We weren't hitting, and we were trying to pitch as best we could. It was keeping us in games. I think the starters the relievers were stretched out a little bit, stretched a little thin, and then bumped into some injuries, or put some guys were ended up on the IL, and we really asked some guys to get after it. And I think that's the reason why there was a spike in that earned run average that you're talking about. So, yeah, they've been great all year long. They've been fantastic. We've won a lot of baseball games because of our starting pitching and our relief pitching. But we were gassed out pretty good. After that last game in Miami, I knew we were in trouble. Actually, before the last game in Miami, I knew we were in trouble. But they did it. They managed, and they gave up some runs, but we won the baseball game. That's the bottom line. But we're all caught up now. And that's the beauty of the game, is once the blend starts coming together, you can play some pretty clean baseball games.
Just a follow-up question on this topic. I'm not sure if it's current because I was out of touch for a few days, but at one point you had like 9 guys had pitched both in the minors and majors, within a month of the season starting.
Yeah.
And it seemed like some of the guys that were first coming up, most of them were kind of struggling except for one or two.
Yeah.
Just to, you know, throw strikes and compete in the game the way you needed them to.
Right.
What can you do better to help them prep and get into, you know, these sudden call-up situations? Mm-hmm. What's the challenge there? What's your thoughts about that?
Yeah, there's a universal message here. It's strike one. Get ahead in the count and go to work from there. So that's something that we're preaching throughout the organization. That's Strami's pet peeve, and he's making sure that our young pitchers all the way from low A all the way through AAA are getting that message. We got a pretty good system in place where there's some hybrid coaches that are transitioning between the major leagues and the minor leagues, and they're taking messages and relaying them to the different levels throughout the system. So the message is clear, not just about execution. And you know, a lot of the younger, a lot of the AAA pitchers have had major league experience. It's Middleton, it's Gilbert, it's Frias, Widener. Those are the names I think you might be referring to. If I were to give them a message, and I do say this to them when we're sending them out, is put the ball on the plate and get ahead and go down there and make some good things happen per pitch, per at bat, and try to get that bat over with as quickly as possible. So those are the messages. We know that it's not a perfect science, and the pitching coaches are down there working on it, but it's probably repeating your delivery, getting ahead, and believing you can land pitches in certain spots. It'll help you get ahead.
Tori,
Or is Castellano somebody that you view as a potential full-time starter going forward?
Yeah, I wouldn't see any reason why not to believe that that he wouldn't show us and continue to show us what he could do. He's been taking the baseball and doing a really good job executing the game plan. That's what we're looking at. How is he landing pitches inside of what we're asking him to do? Of course, he can go rogue and throw different pitches at different times, but we have a very complex plan here, and we want to make sure that it's followed. He's done a really good job of that. There was one start, I can't remember where it was. I think there was, might have been a little dry or windy. It could have been New York, where he had a rough day, and I took him out of the game pretty quickly because I knew that he was struggling. So that was an outlier. He's been throwing the ball pretty good for us.
Strom had known him from Houston, right?
Yeah, he was a big fan. Strom was a big fan of Casty while they were together in Houston, correct.
Torrey, I don't know what kind of relationship you have with him, but any thoughts on Monty Williams won Coach of the Year for this year for the Suns, and I know you've won Manager of the Year.
So. Right. Yeah.
Any thoughts on that?
No, of course. I haven't had a chance to reach out to him. I'm going to send him a text at some point here very soon. But, yeah, just a huge congratulations to Monty, James, that entire organization. They've done an about-face over the past 2 years. And, they're doing what we're trying to do here. So they're a prime example of how quickly it can turn. But they're great leaders, specifically Monty. He's a friend of mine, and I've always appreciated the love and support he's shown me. Through the good and bad times, and I just want to wish him, give him a huge congratulations, a huge shout out, and say job well done.
Torrey, if I remember correctly, in Miami there was one game where it got kind of contentious because there were a couple of hit batters on their end.
Mm-hmm.
Have you and Don talked about it at all or anything?
Nah, those types of things happen in this game. I know sometimes hitters get offended by it, and I think he and I have come through the game in the same generation. He was a way better player than I was. I can't even believe I'm mentioning myself in the same breath as Don Mattingly, Donnie Baseball. But I think we know when there's intent, and we know when it's there's lack of intent. And in several cases, I think he knew that we weren't trying to hit anybody.
Didn't you have a story about overthrowing him at first base or something when he first came up?
Yeah. He doesn't remember that. When I told him the story, he's like, I don't remember. I'm like, it's one of my favorite stories ever. We were in Milwaukee, and it was a little bit damp, and that's not an excuse. But I got a backhand ball down the third baseline, right near where the umpire stands, and I'm like, this is my time to show off my arm. And I remember the ball got about right here, and it just slipped out of my fingertips a little bit and took off. And I'm like, oh, my God. That's going to hit somebody in the stands. In the old Milwaukee, for anybody that's been there, it's a long lower level of the bowl, and it went about 15 rows up. That's a really bad throw. Really bad throw. So Donnie was standing there, and he was the best first baseman in baseball, mind you, right? He just stood there, and he went. So I ran off the field, and I didn't really say a lot to him. And I said, hey, Donnie, I said, what was up, man? What's up with that? Didn't try for that throw. He said, Torrey, the way I look at it, it's the worst throw I've ever seen. It's the worst throw anybody's ever thrown across the field at me. I'm like, I'm going to do it right. Ching. Thanks, you guys. Good memory.
That's true.
He doesn't remember, though.